News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. On Wednesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her 2025 State of the State address in front of a joint session of the Michigan Legislature, where she focused on the importance of working with anyone to get things done for Michiganders. She laid out her plans to lower costs for Michigan families, create more good-paying Michigan jobs, and continue delivering results for Michigan taxpayers. The State of the State builds on her Road Ahead address where, prior to President Trump's inauguration, she shared her common sense, bipartisan vision to grow the economy and strengthen the auto industry in anticipation of tariffs. The speech also comes on the heels of her meeting with President Trump where she advocated for Michigan manufacturing and military families. In 2025, I'm excited to keep working across the aisle to lower costs, create jobs, and continue delivering results that make a real difference in people's lives, said Governor Whitmer. Right now, families and businesses are facing high costs and uncertainty from tariffs and our national politics are divided. Michiganders are tired of the games and want strong, bipartisan leadership. Let's lead by example and show the rest of the country how to get things done. Governor Whitmer and I are committed to building a Michigan where every person can be their best selves and access health and wealth, added Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist too. When we took our oaths, we promised a responsive government that would listen to every Michigander, and this address includes stories and words from Michiganders across our state. This year, we'll continue focusing on lowering costs, growing Michigan's economy, and making government more efficient and effective for every Michigander. Let's keep standing tall for Michigan. Governor Whitmer's 2025 State of the State address centered stories from Michiganders across the state who all want the same things: a good education, an affordable place to live, more money in their pocket, and a fair shot at a great life. Governor Whitmer made herself loud and clear tonight. Our collaborative efforts to drive Michigan forward are working, said Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, D. Grand Rapids. Since the onset of our Senate Democratic majority, we've worked in tandem with the governor and House to forge a better future for our residents, from expanding civil rights protections and reproductive rights to delivering the largest tax relief plan in state history and making sure no Michigan student goes hungry at school. But our work is not done yet. We'll continue fighting to lower costs, foster opportunity, and improve our quality of life. And we'll remain open to working with anyone who puts the real needs of our residents first and foremost. We're in your corner, and together, we'll continue to prove to the rest of the country just how great it is being a Michigander. The State of the State address is always a monumental occasion full of energy and excitement, and tonight did not disappoint. With all three branches of government present, we recognized the sacred balance of our state's power and the strength of Michigan's democracy, as dysfunction reigns at the federal level, said House Democratic Leader Ranjiv Puri, D. Canton. As House Democratic Leader, my focus is on bringing to life a vision for our state in which all Michiganders can sleep more soundly knowing that they and their family members are safe, secure, and succeeding. For regular, everyday people, that vision looks like lower costs, affordable housing, accessible childcare, and strong infrastructure. At the state level, we need to make Michigan more resilient than ever to combat the tariffs, chaos, and cuts coming down from D.C. I am confident that my fellow House Democratic colleagues and I are united in building Michiganders up so that we can weather any and all storms. We are ready to make our Great Lakes state better than ever. Key lines from the speech: lowering costs for Michigan families. Michigan families and businesses are facing high costs on the essentials right now. President Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on our closest trading partners would slow down the construction of homes and factories, lead to thousands of layoffs on the auto assembly line, and jack up costs for families by an average of $1,200 a year as companies pass their costs on to consumers. Governor Whitmer will work with anyone to protect Michigan's economy against policies that would raise prices and cut jobs. The governor highlighted investments she's proposed in her budget to cut taxes for seniors and working families, build more housing to lower rents and mortgages, expand assistance on energy bills, and expand quality, affordable childcare for working moms and dads. Housing, Since Governor Whitmer took office, the state has made historic progress to build more housing, with MSHDA on track for a third straight, record-breaking year. This year, let's invest $2 billion to build, buy, or fix nearly 11,000 homes, the largest housing investment in Michigan history. Getting this done will create more than 10,000 construction jobs, lower costs, and help more people achieve the American dream. Medical debt. Michigan secured $4.5 million in the FY24 bipartisan state budget to relieve some medical debt, but we are one of just a few states with no protection specifically for this burden that impacts nearly 700,000 Michiganders. This year, let's work across the aisle to reduce medical debt so being sick or getting hurt doesn't also mean being broke for the rest of your life. Energy. With the threat of tariffs on energy, utility bills could go up. In her speech, the governor focused on bipartisan legislation she recently signed to expand the Michigan Energy Assistance Program, which already saves 50,000 households $700 a year. Everyone's eyebrows raise when that first winter utility bill hits. Republicans and Democrats came together to do something about it. I was proud to sign this expansion, which could save 335,000 more Michigan families hundreds on their energy bills. Taxes. With high prices on essentials and the looming threat of tariffs, the governor highlighted the retirement tax rollback and working families tax credit expansion. This year, hundreds of thousands of senior households will save an average of $1,000 on their taxes, and 650,000 families, home to half the kids in Michigan, will get an average tax refund of $3,200. Together, we put $1 billion back in people's pockets and lifted 20,000 children out of poverty. Childcare. Governor Whitmer called on the legislature and federal government to work with her to build on the historic investments we've made to expand childcare. If we want to grow our population, we must continue expanding affordable childcare. This is pro-family, pro-child, and pro-growth policy. Let's get it done. I am extremely pleased to see Governor Whitmer propose funding to help pay off medical debt for Michiganders, said Warren Evans, Wayne County executive. Our program in Wayne County has been extremely successful in helping residents in need, and I look forward to seeing a statewide program helping more people across the state. Easing debt ensures that people can keep more money in their pockets, which helps keep the lights on and put food on the table. Governor Whitmer's call to action on medical debt is a transformational change for Michigan residents as they deal with both the financial and physical stress of health emergencies, said Oakland County Executive David Coulter. The first round of our program in Oakland County has wiped out more than $9 million in medical debt for 14,000 residents, and that's just the start of the relief to come, helping families focus on what's really important, getting healthy. Key lines from the speech. More jobs, more skills, more money. Governor Whitmer wants to make it as easy as possible for every Michigander to get the skills or education they need to get a good paying job so they can earn more money and protect and provide for themselves and their families. Young men. Despite record, bipartisan investments to open tuition-free paths to higher ed, career, and technical education, women are outpacing men 2-1. The governor announced she intends to sign an executive directive to reach more young men and boost their enrollment in these programs. No matter who you are, we want to help you learn more and earn more. So, look at an apprenticeship, find a scholarship, or sign up for Reconnect. Get your education, debt-free, and build the life you deserve. Selfridge. Protecting Selfridge Air National Guard Base is a bipartisan priority that unites Democrats and Republicans. The governor will fight for thousands of local jobs and hundreds of military families that rely on Selfridge. On Saturday, in D.C., I spoke with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth about supporting a fighter mission at Selfridge. MI Reconnect has been a game-changer for expanding educational opportunities in Michigan, said Brandy Johnson, MCCA. However, the fact that women currently outnumber men 2-1 in our enrollment highlights a critical gap. The governor's directive to actively reach out to young men is essential for ensuring that every Michigander can take advantage of these tuition-free pathways. At Selfridge Air National Guard Base, Michigan service members and their families step up every day to defend our communities and our country, said U.S. Army Major General Paul D. Rogers, Adjutant General and Director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. It's up to us to support them and have their backs by investing in Selfridge's infrastructure and winning a new next-generation fighter mission. Michigan's defense and national security leadership grows our economy and supports our military families. Governor Whitmer and I will keep fighting for Selfridge and working hard to keep Michigan in the lead on national security. Selfridge is Michigan's hometown airbase, and plays a critical role in our state's military advantage, said Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. It's imperative Michigan continues to lead the future of national security and defense through Selfridge. Investing $100 million in Selfridge is necessary to help secure its next fighter mission. Working together, we will continue to protect and grow Michigan's military advantage. During my entire public service career, I have been proud to fight for Selfridge and the brave men and women who serve there, said Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace S. Miller. Selfridge is the centerpiece of Michigan's defense ecosystem and supports thousands of high-skilled jobs and military families. I support the state's continuing investment in Selfridge, and we must all continue to work towards bringing a new fighter mission to Selfridge. Key lines from the speech. Results. Since taking office, Governor Whitmer has taken action to cut red tape, streamline government, and make state government more effective, efficient, and responsive for Michiganders. But there is still more to do so we can build stuff faster, create jobs, and improve results for students and parents. Permitting and licensing. Inefficient permitting and licensing slows down construction and leads to fewer jobs and higher prices. The governor called for bipartisan collaboration on permitting and licensing, including eliminating duplicative exams, honoring out-of-state trade licensing, giving entrepreneurs more flexibility, and more. There's a huge opportunity here for bipartisanship because we all agree that things shouldn't take so damn long. This year, let's simplify permitting to get things built on time and on budget. Academics. Governor Whitmer has made historic investments in education, but we must do more to improve academic outcomes. The governor highlighted budget investments to tackle literacy and increase transparency so parents can see how their schools are performing. We spend more and we get less. It's not acceptable. For our kids, let's do better. This year, let's pass a smart education budget and get our kids on track for the bright futures they all deserve. Phones. Phones are negatively impacting mental health, physical safety, and academic performance. The governor called for bipartisan collaboration to limit phones in classrooms. We've seen encouraging data about how common sense restrictions on phone use during class lead to more learning and less bullying. Kids listen, raise their hands, and make more friends. They talk during field trips. 3/4 say they feel happy or peaceful without their phone. That's what school should be about. Vapes. Almost 14% of high schoolers use vapes. The governor proposed closing a long-standing loophole and taxing vapes similar to how we tax cigarettes. 32 states, red and blue, already do the same, including all of our neighbors. I'm grateful to Senator Sam Singh, who started work on this last year. In 2025, let's get it done to protect our kids. Improving permitting and licensure isn't just about cutting red tape, it's about creating an environment where innovation and growth can flourish, said State Senator Kevin Hertle, D Street. Claire Shores. The governor's emphasis on streamlining procedures and refunding unnecessary fees will not only boost economic activity, but will ensure that our regulatory processes protect both our communities and the environment. When it comes to improving student outcomes in our state, we need to look at all of the factors that may be holding our kids back, said Terrence Martin Sr., president of AFT Michigan. By supporting local school districts' curb cell phone use in classrooms, we can help keep our students on the right track, improving mental health, test scores, graduation rates, and more.